Holy Spirit Radio presents The King's Men with Mark Howe. Building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider. Call now to join the program at 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570.
With every sorrow and trouble in the world, every sadness. But there's hope for us still, and the Word God says, if we just be smart enough to just say yes. Smart enough to say yes to Him, I said.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the King's Men. My name is Mark Houck. I'm your host every second and fourth Friday of the month, and we are at the second Friday of November. Beautiful fall weather upon us, a little chilly out there. It's good to be with you again. I wasn't with you at the end of October. We had an amazing weekend in Mount Kisco. The King's Men went up there, and we had our second retreat with the Warrior Brother program. I'll talk a little bit about that today. But this program is about authentic masculinity, and we always try to take a closer look at issues related to men. We like to interview men who are doing great things, and today's going to be one of those programs. And I was thinking about authentic masculinity and what that is today, and looking through at myself and how I fall short of authentic masculinity, I thought, what a great reading for us today in today's gospel. With Jesus overturning the money changer's table, Scripture tells us in John that he made a whip out of cords and drove them out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Not something we often hear in Scripture about Jesus getting angry. Of course, it's righteous anger. So it's a Scripture that I really like to meditate on and think about. Sure, with Jesus, we have the perfect integration of man, of the masculine and the feminine. Jesus is the perfect man. He's the ideal man. But when we see Scripture and we see him getting angry, it's kind of foreign to us, is it not? And I thought, well, if we're going to be talking about authentic masculinity, we better talk about this Scripture today and talk about what Jesus was doing and apply it to our lives today. I know, for many men today that, sometimes compassion and sensitivity is a sign of weakness. But clearly with Jesus, we have the perfect integration of the masculine and feminine, as I said. The same man that wept at the tomb of Lazarus is the same man that did what we hear in Scripture today, overturned the tables and made a whip out of cords and drove them out of his father's house. Scripture says that zeal for your house will consume me. He recalled those words, his disciples, zeal for his house will consume him. And so we need to have that zeal, that passion, as I think of the work of the King's Men and the Catholic men's movement in the world today and all the things that are going. It's tremendous zeal that I see in these men that I'm getting in contact with throughout the country. And as I said, on our program today, we have a guest who has tremendous zeal for spreading the gospel and sharing Scripture with the world, basically. Through his Catholic podcasting. And so we'll get into that in a little bit. I want to update you on what we've been doing at the King's Men. As I said, on the weekend of October 26th to 28th, we were up in Mount Kisco, Our Lady of Mount Kisco Retreat Center, just outside of Manhattan, about an hour northwest of Manhattan. We brought together 36 men from all over the country. We have one man flying from Missouri, and most of our guys come from up and down the East Coast. We had guys from all the way from Virginia all the way on up to Connecticut, and we had a great experience together, very, very masculine. We try to combine the educational with the spiritual and experiential. And we brought these men outdoors. I'll just share this with you because it was the highlight of the weekend. We brought these men outdoors to basically build a church. And we had about 3.5 hours to do that. We went into the mountains, on this retreat center, on the hill and in the woods there. And we took what nature gave us, what God gave us in the woodwork, the trees, the lumber that that we found anything that was there, stone, and we built an altar. We built a grotto. We built a podium. We built pews, and we constructed from our own hands, no nails we were using here, we constructed a cross, and we raised this up, and we built basically a chapel on the hill of Mount Kisco, where the retreat center is located. And it turned out fabulous. It was raining. It was pouring while we were doing this, and we just gave thanks to God. We really felt that the Lord was blessing us naturally with the water coming down from the heavens. And it's just amazing to have 36 men come together, break them up in teams, and see the teamwork and the glory that they can give back to God when they work together. And isn't that such a wonderful thing in our church, especially as we bring different ministries in through Holy Spirit Radio, through the Kingsmen Apostolate. We bring them together. We build and unite men. That's the mission of the Kingsmen, to build and unite men. And then we come together, we build each other up. And, you know, this isn't about one-upping another person. You know, if someone has a good idea, you know, Matt Pinto once told me before we began the work of the Kingsmen full-time, he said, if I don't have another original idea for the rest of the time I'm in ministry, that's okay with me. And you know what? That spoke a lot to me, because it's not about us. It's about God and what He's put on our heart and what He can do through us. We lead with our weakness. And as I said, you know, sometimes I feel very inadequate. And today I feel a little inadequate for whatever reason. Some days are better than others, but I'm feeling a little inadequate about my masculinity. And so I ask for your prayers. And in that spirit, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for this program. We're going to pray for our guest today, Joe McClain, and his work. And we're going to pray for you and all your needs out there today. And as you know, on our program here, we always call upon the intercession of St. Augustine, our patron saint. St. Augustine of Hippo, Doctor of Grace, he's called. Lived in the 4th century. I invite you to go to our website if you want to learn more about St. Augustine, and click on our link on our website. Give you a little blurb about him. But read Augustine. Read his writings. We have in our church today, we have more writings, I should say, from Augustine than any other saint. And here's a man who wrote in the 4th century. And I often pray his prayer to the Holy Spirit, because I think it really just centers me, and I hope it centers you, and I think it's a wonderful prayer. So if you'll join me in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The prayer of Augustine to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. And we call upon St. Joseph also to pray for us today. So, where are you at? Are you tuning in to us for the first time? The program is The Kingsmen, and we talk live with guests throughout the country and throughout our area who are engaging in some sort of work for the kingdom. And today on my guest, we have a man who focuses on Catholic podcasting. And he does this on his own time. He's a career man. He has a lay job, if you will. And maybe you don't know what a podcast is. I know on the Kingsmen website we have our podcast archives, and it gets tremendous activity on our website. In fact, it's probably brought our website to national notoriety through these podcasts. And we get guys listening in Texas and Louisiana. And I know Joe's podcast is traveling all around the world. I know this guy in Canada who emailed me and heard me on Joe's podcast not too long ago. So he's getting some good recognition from men out there as doing good work. But what is a podcast? A podcast, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if it's the first time that you ever heard of a podcast, is a rich media such as audio or video. You can think of a podcast as a radio program. Each show consists of a series of individual episodes that you can listen to how you want, whether on your PC, using your MP3 player, or with just a web browser. Podcasts are open to a number of different topics and subjects, and you can find them all on the web, different sorts of podcasting. Of course, Catholic podcasting would be the best, but sports, movies, cooking, exercise, all those things. And you have tremendous choices when it comes to the podcast, and you can listen whenever it's convenient for you. So if you can't hear the Kingsmen Apostolate or tune into the Catholic Hack, Joe McClain's podcasting, you can always download it and listen to it at your convenience. So, as I said, Joe had me on his podcast not too long ago. I was privileged to be on his podcast, to be a part of his programming, and got some good feedback from people. And as I said, Joe has a very interesting apostolic mission. He is not in full-time ministry, but yet God has put on his heart the work of Catholic apologetics, and he's using the form of podcasting to educate and build up the church, the men of God's church, and women. So I wanted him to be on the program today, so if there's any man out there, or woman for that matter, who is like, I don't have time to evangelize or spread the gospel, you know, in a way as such. Of course, we're all called to build up each other and build up the church and share the good news, and we do that through our primarily through our witness and our example. But maybe you just think, I don't have the time to evangelize on a more formal way. But Joe didn't have a lot of time either, but the Lord put on his heart, and we'll get into it after our first break, which we're going to go to here shortly, to start raising up good programming for men and women through his Catholic podcast. And he does it in a parking lot. At least that's what he says on his intro to his podcast. And we'll ask him that if he actually does do that in a parking lot. But he says the best in Catholic podcasting evangelization from a parking lot. So, Joe McClain, it will be calling in from Houston, Texas, and right after the break, we'll be back with the Catholic Hack. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dear friends, the tradition of the church presents a beautiful way to pray throughout the day. It is known as the Liturgy of the Hours. The Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church describes it as the public and common prayer of the Church. It is composed mainly of psalms, other biblical texts, and readings from the Church Fathers and spiritual masters. The Catechism also calls it the prayer of Christ with his body, the Church. Through the Liturgy of the Hours, the mystery of Christ, which we celebrate in the Eucharist, sanctifies and transforms the whole of each day. This liturgy enables us to praise God in natural intervals from the time of our rising until we sleep again. I encourage you to seek the Liturgy of the Hours wherever Catholic publications are sold and raise your voice with the Church each day. May God bless you.
The Fall General Assembly of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops will be broadcast live from Baltimore on EWTN. Tune in to Holy Spirit Radio Monday through Wednesday, November 12th through the 14th for full coverage. Morning sessions begin each day at 9 and afternoon sessions on Monday and Tuesday at 2. For a full schedule, visit holyspiritradio.org.
Hello, this is Father Benedict Rochelle, and you're listening to The King's Men on Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM.
Welcome back to The King's Men. I am Mark Hock, your host, and we are talking to you today from Holy Spirit Radio, station in Doylestown, 1570 AM on your dial, and we're with you every second and fourth Friday. And today, we have a very special guest on the phone with us from Houston, Texas, Joe McClain. He is the Catholic Hack, and he is dealing in matters of apologetics, spirituality, church teaching, and the Christian faith on his podcast. He had 13 programs, I think, this past month. So he's a busy guy, and he's not even in full-time ministry. But without further ado, let's welcome him to the program. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Hey, great to be with you, and thanks for taking the time. It's how's the weather in Texas today?
Today, it's actually quite beautiful. It's partly cloudy, probably 70 degrees. It's just pretty nice out here.
Wow, we're getting a cold front in here. They're calling about snow maybe this week coming up. So maybe we can just get some warmth from you on from the airwaves today. I hear it in your voice. It sounds like it is a great day down there. But Joe, again, I thank you for coming on the program and taking time out of your busy schedule. Maybe many of our audience today has never heard of you. I learned of you. I guess you contacted me through our website and through the work of the Kingsmen. But let's kind of bring our people up to speed about who you are and what you do and why you do what you do. So maybe give us a little background on yourself. I read, you know, your profile online, and I know you had a tremendous experience at a Lenten retreat this past year that the Lord really gave you some marching orders. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it sort of started a couple of years ago now.
Sure.
I'm a convert to the church, and so most converts are full of zeal and excited, especially about Scripture. But I had been contemplating, I had learned about podcasting a couple of years ago, and I thought, that's perfect. I went to school when I got out of the Marine Corps back in the 90s for radio, and I worked in radio for a time. And so I had many of the skills that I use for podcasting. I thought, that's perfect. But at that time in my life, and this was a few years ago, things just weren't, I didn't have the opportunity. I was working two jobs trying to support my family, and I just didn't have, the timing wasn't right, so I didn't do it. Well, you know, I get down to Texas because I had lived in New England up in New Hampshire. My family and I just moved here a year ago. And I had been hearing over and over again in sermons from great priests, and I had listened to Fulton Sheen on the internet, and they're all saying the same thing. When you are baptized and when you are confirmed, you received gifts from the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
You are obligated to go and use those gifts. It's not a choice. God gave you that gift so that you can use it for His glory. And I've been contemplating that and contemplating that. And then when I went on retreat last Lent, it was an excellent men's retreat, and what I really came to hear the Holy Spirit telling me to do is, you can't wait. You have a gift, and I truly feel that the Holy Spirit has given me the gift of wisdom.
Hmm.
Not that I know everything or that I'm just an intelligent guy, but it's more like I have the aptitude. I have this ability to study something and then sort of break it down and explain it to other people.
Hmm.
And I think that I can't wait. I can't wait until I know everything before I start to use the gift. And that was the message Fulton Sheen used to preach all the time. If you waited until you had the catechism memorized, by then you'll be an old person, and what good would you be?
Hmm.
You know, start today. Use the zeal. Use the excitement. And dive deep. You know, John Martinoni likes to say, study and read something every single day.
Hmm.
You know, and then every single day you'll build up your knowledge base. And so that's sort of been my mission plan. And part of my zeal is I encounter great Catholics every day who aren't on fire,
hmm.
who aren't full of zeal, who oftentimes are scandalized by a lot of what they see. And most cases, it's because they just have a misconception of what the church actually teaches, whether they're fallen away Catholics or even Protestants. And I feel like that's who I'm called to.
Hmm.
That's where the Holy Spirit's leading me. I need to speak to them into their heart to say, you know what, you can trust in this church that Christ founded. He died on a cross to found a church, and we can trust in that.
Amen.
And not be scandalized by that.
Amen. Well, no, it's who better to talk to our Protestant brethren than someone who is from the Protestant faith? And I know myself, I dated, Joe, a lot of Protestant women prior to meeting my fiance. And you know what? For whatever reason, as a Catholic, being born a Catholic, or, you know, blessed to be born into the Catholic faith, they kind of just, you know, they just didn't listen as well to me as I think they would someone like you. Why do you think that is?
I would hesitate to answer that question, but you know, and part of this too, and there's another podcaster, his name is Josh LeBlanc, he's on the Catholic Underground, and he recently in a podcast said, we have the courage to say the truth no matter what.
Mm.
And they often get a lot of negative feedback from that, and I take the same stance. And I try to do it in a charitable way, but in the end, if Christ had the courage to march on Calvary and be nailed to a tree, then shouldn't I have the courage to speak the truth when we're called to do it, despite what someone else might think or feel?
Amen.
And it's not always easy, and I personally haven't, you know, undergone a lot of negative feedback in my podcast, but I have experienced that, you know, just recently when I finished my Jehovah's Witness series.
Yes.
That does not please people to hear some of these things. But the truth is still the truth, and the truth is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And we should rise up, especially as Catholic men, and defend him.
Amen.
And stand up for him.
Great.
You know, we have a beautiful church and with just beautiful theology, and we should just be sharing it. We should be preaching it from the top of our lungs.
Wow. Thank you for your passion and your zeal. Let's talk a little bit about how you find time to do this. Now, you have two children, I think. do you have a third on the way?
I have three children now.
Three children. I know you just had a newborn.
Right. My son, John Paul, was born on June 7th, so just turned 5 months.
Oh, wonderful. Now, how do you find time for all this, for the Catholic podcasting?
Right. I hope my wife's not listening to this part because she might have another opinion. But when I sat down and said, okay, I can't wait any longer. I really feel like I need to do this. How can I fit this into a schedule and not, you know, feel like my wife is having to take care of the kids constantly and getting no, you know, relief or anything like that? So I said, well, you know, the only time that I have complete control over most times is my lunch hour.
Okay.
You know, I can use my lunch hour to produce this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how am I going to do that? Well, I have to, well, where can I go to do that? I can't do it from my office.
Right.
Well, I use my mobile studios, i.e. my 1998 Dodge minivan.
do your podcast from that parking lot, from a parking lot.
Right, exactly. With the exception of, you know, the interviews that I record usually when I'm at home at night, the podcast, the general podcast that I produce are done from my minivan during my lunch hour.
Wow.
And I find a cozy little spot in a parking lot somewhere, or actually down here in the Woodlands, Texas, there's a lake that I can park next to, and that's kind of nice. And I spend an hour, you know, with my laptop and my headset producing these podcasts. And then I go home at night, and then I upload them, and I create a blog entry and all of that.
Wow. It's a great podcast. I can tell your work in radio, because you have a great, and I invite our listeners to, we'll give out your information just a moment here, but just to listen to your podcast. I just love how you intro. You got the clips from the movies and all. It's a great style. It appeals to me as a man. I really enjoyed it. Let's give out that information in case someone can't stay with us for the first hour. How can someone, tune in to your Catholic podcast?
Well, they can find me at www.catholichack.com, and that's all one word, catholichack.com.
CatholicHack.com is the name of your podcasting, and you are having programs. How many times would you say a month on your podcast, or how many podcasts would you have a month?
I usually do one podcast a week.
Oh, one pass. Wow, that's great. Great work. Jeez. That's going to keep you busy. Now, if any of our listeners just tune in, we're talking today with Joe McLean. He is the Catholic Hack. We're talking to him in Houston, Texas today. And, if any of you would like to ask Joe a question, or you have some interest in how he's able to juggle all that he's able to do. He's a father of three children, full-time career. I think he just took your exams for broker exams and all these things. Or is it a broker test you just took, I think?
Yeah. I took the U.S. Customs broker exam back on October the 1st. I have yet to get my results. Our fine government is a little slow in producing those test results. But
well, you're a busy guy.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, if you have a question for Joe, how he's able to do all this, of course, the Lord, we know that is how he enables him. But, you know, just there's practical things that need to be considered here. Give us a call, 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. Ask us anything about the faith, about his conversion story, about what he does now with the Lord is doing through his podcast, and just give us a call. We want to hear from you. Always creates for better radio, and we can hear from you. But why the name Catholic Hack? When I saw that for the first time on your email, I was like, that's pretty cool, Catholic Hack. You know, I mean, especially if you're a techie guy, you know, it's got a nice ring to it. Well, how'd you come up with that?
Well, I was actually contemplating what names I would choose, and there was actually two runner-ups. One was the Catholic Hack, and the other one was, and this is going to sound very corny, but Everybody Loves Layman. So it was a play on Everybody Loves Raymond,
sure,
TV show. But,
sure,
you know, because the idea here is I'm just a Catholic layman. I have not been professionally trained in apologetics. I do not have a theology degree. I have a degree in IT, actually. But my heart and my passion is in the faith and in studying Scripture. And I really felt, like I said before, that I had been given this gift of the Holy Spirit with wisdom that I should study and that I should teach. And I have taught TCD up in New Hampshire. I was Bible study leader with a youth group. I had gone as a retreat sponsor to Steubenville East up in Massachusetts. And I tell you, I had never felt more fulfilled in my entire life than when I was teaching. It was such a gratifying experience. So the more I reflect on that, the more I feel like that's what God has called me to do. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that will pay my bills,
right,
or maybe someday it might. But in the, until God provides for that opportunity, that doesn't mean I sit around and just wait. You know, in the meantime, I have work to do. Part of that is study. But the other part of that is I need to share my faith. I need to speak up, and I need to speak to other Catholics and other Christians, whether they're Catholic or not.
Right.
And especially, and I feel especially to men, you know, Catholic men. And I feel this way because I went through this in my conversion. I had one of those, you know, typical Protestant type of experiences where you got on your knees and you let go and let God. I had one of those. I was at a very low point in my life where the whole world was crashing down around me. I had lost my job. My wife and I were about to split up and get divorced. I was losing my house. I felt like the everything I held dear was going to go away. And I got on my knees that day, and I just prayed to God, and I said, God, I can't do this. You have to do this. And in that instant, I felt a complete change. And I knew things in that instant that I hadn't known the very instant before. One of those things was my own sexual integrity, my own sexual purity, because
right.
I was just absorbed in pornography and in sexual license. And that was part of my downfall. And so in that instant, God convicted my heart that I have to take my sexual integrity very seriously. And so there was all these things going on in me. And for the very first time, I felt an hunger, a real thirst to want to know about God. And I also realized that I didn't have a clue about God or about my faith. I didn't know anything. All I knew is that I wanted to know. And so I started to listen to Protestant radios and preachers, and I started to read my Bible for the first time, first real time in my life, even though I had grown up Protestant, going to Sunday school. You know, and I started to just want and hunger for everything Jesus and everything God. And it's because of this experience that I feel it's so vitally important. I see too many instances where men are falling down. Ephesians 5, St. Paul makes it so clear. We are to be like Christ. Christ died for his church, for his bride. Are we prepared to do that? Are we prepared to take our vocation seriously enough to die for them? And that's a pretty serious charge.
Sure.
You know, we, it's our job as husbands, you know, to bring our spouses, our whole entire family to God. If our family is falling down, I truly feel like it's our job. It's our responsibility. We're the ones going to have to be responsible for that. And whether you're a married man or a celibate man, a single man, the call is the same.
Sure.
You know, we are to be men of God. And it's a very serious charge. And I did not live up to that charge for the majority of my life to this point. And now I feel, and I see these men around me who are taking this seriously, and I feel like we're headed for, you know, a dangerous time. And we need to do something. We need to speak to these men and speak to their hearts.
Well, thank you for responding to the call and leading with your weakness. And for many of us as men, as you know, we've talked about, Joe, you know, sexual integrity. It seems to be the point for most men and even women now these days, when people are struggling with chastity, it's an opportunity to walk away from the Lord because let's be honest, the Catholic Church, you know, has held the line and has never wavered on its teaching of chastity, especially regarding to you know, contraception and things like that in marriage. So we're talking about chastity not only for single people but married people. But it seems to be when we as men struggle with chastity, it's an opportunity to turn away because, you know, it's hard to live for the Lord and walk with the Lord when you know that you're contradicting him. So we either create our own doctrine, we live a moral relativistic life, But we're not living for the Lord. And so it seems to be that to me and your story and to many men that it is through this struggle for sexual integrity, this battle for our purity where the devil's waging his work and he's pulling men away from the Lord. And I'm so proud to be able to address this with men. I'm so glad that you see that and you recognize that. Of course, you know, John Paul understood that with his theology of the body, that this is really where souls are being lost. Primarily, I think, it was Our Lady of Fatima who told the children of Fatima that more souls fall into hell every day as a result of sins of the flesh than anything else. So, God bless you for continuing to address that and thank you for doing so.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I didn't actually finish answering your question about why the Catholic Act.
Go ahead.
I got off onto a tangent like I normally do. But the reason why is because simply I'm not a trained theologian. I'm not a Bible, you know, scholar of any kind. But so I need to make that clear. And I think Catholic Hack sort of gives off this image that, you know, I'm not touting myself as an expert of any kind. I'm a layperson, like I'm the average layperson, I would say. But, you know, unlike a lot of lay people in our church, I'm just trying to be obedient in some humble little way and do something with a gift that I've been given. You know, and I see, and I think you can attest to this, that the majority of the people who do any work in our faith, in our church, especially in the American church, are that 10%, you know, of the people who do all the work in the parish.
Sure.
Imagine if we even got 50% of the people to be active.
We'd change the world.
And start using those gifts. We would absolutely change the world. There's no question. And so that's all I'm doing, and that's all I you know, pretend to tell people is that I'm a hack. You know, I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to share what I feel that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. I'm going to share with the message that I feel Jesus has put onto my heart to share with other people. And I think it's been well received because I think, you know, in the podcasting realm, there's a big hunger for Catholic content, and not just any Catholic content, but Orthodox Catholic content.
That's right.
People want to hear the truth. The truth resonates. You know, there's a lot of resistance to the truth, but a lot of that is our own fear that we might be cut down by standing up for the truth. But if we just, you know, try to, you know, get that courage, muster that courage. And when I hear, you know, Jesus in Matthew's gospel and Mark's gospel and other places where he says, if you want to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. Now, as a United States Marine, when I hear that, I hear it's an order. We're marching on Calvary. We're not being dragged there. We're not going against our will. We are going to take the hill. Well, I see you on the top of the hill. And I take that, you know, as the mission. That's a mission that we were given. And it's not easy. We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to, you know, be saints in a day. You know, it's a process that we just every single day and every single instance of that day where we're tempted and we feel like called to some sinful action, we need to stop ourselves and we need to pray and ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother, especially in sexual temptations. I invoke our Blessed Mother. Every single time I get a stray thought in my head, I start praying to our Blessed Mother. What better saint or holy person can you ask for the intercession, especially on sexual issues?
Sure.
You know, when you start, you put the image of the Blessed Mother in your mind, well, those sexual thoughts tend to diminish rather quickly. And so that's a technique that's worked for me. And that's sort of the zeal and the spirit that I hope to convey in the Catholic Act.
Well,
that I'm not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. But I'm going to share with you what I feel God has put on my heart.
Amen. And well, no one can question your passion and your zeal. And I think, you know, scriptures today just confirms this program. Zeal for your house will consume me. We're talking today with Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack, and he is in Houston today. We're going to go to our second break. We'll be right back with Joe. We're going to get into his podcast. We're going to talk about some upcoming programs that he has and what we're going to be doing with the Kingsmen with him possibly in the near future. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after our second break.
We all know we shouldn't do it. We know that talking on the phone while we drive is dangerous. We know that driving while eating lunch is not a smart idea. And we know that driving while tired or drunk can kill. Every 13 minutes, negligent driving costs a life on our nation's highways. Keep your hands on the wheel, your mind on the road, And for more information, go to negligentdriving.com.
The Miraculous Metal Shrine invites you to take part in a 9-day solemn novena and feast day mass. The novena begins with 9 masses on Monday, November 12th, and continues with masses each day through the feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Metal on Wednesday, November 21st. Children are encouraged to come to the 9 a.m. Sunday mass for a special children's sermon. The feast day mass will be on Wednesday, November 21st at 10:30 a.m., celebrated by Father Thomas McKenna and broadcast live here on Holy Spirit Radio. For more information and for mass times, call 800-523-3674. That's 800-523-3674. The Miraculous Metal Shrine is located at 500 East Chelton Avenue in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. Also, don't miss Father Carl Pieber, the director of the Shrine, on WISP Live on November 16th and 17th as he discusses the history and devotion to Our Lady of the Miraculous Metal.
Amen. We are back with Joe McClain. We're talking about podcasting, Catholic podcasting. We're talking about spreading the gospel and preaching the good news, as we're all called to do. And Joe, you're doing a great job with it. Let's talk about your podcast. Let's talk about, you said you had a series on Jehovah's Witnesses. You had me on there. You had John Martinoni who's going to be coming on, I believe, shortly. And so you're addressing a variety of topics. You got quite a range on there. What do you hope to accomplish with these podcasts? Obviously, what is the goal behind some of these programs? Like, how do you discern where you go? Is the Lord put certain program ideas on your heart, or, you know, why Jehovah's Witness? Why did you feel I'm throwing a lot of questions at you here. Now, how do you pick your programming, first of all, I guess?
That's a good question. A lot of it is what I feel the Holy Spirit has put on my heart.
Okay.
For example, on the Jehovah's Witness series, I have encountered a few Jehovah's Witnesses in my experience over the last 3 years. Since my true conversion, I'll say it that way. I converted to the church in 99, went through RCIA. Mm-hmm. But my real conversion, when I really tried to seek after the sacraments and put Jesus in my heart every day, that was about 3 or 4 years ago. And since then, I've encountered a few Jehovah's Witnesses. And that's a struggle, because the Jehovah's Witnesses in particular, they don't attest to the divinity of Christ. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in the divinity of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus makes it very clear to us in St. John's Gospel in chapter 8 that if you do not believe that I am, and he uses the Greek words ego eimi, then you will die in your sins. Now, ego eimi, these Greek words, we can get those from the Greek Septuagint of the Old Testament, where Moses encounters our Lord in the burning bush.
Right.
And he says, well, who shall I say sent me? And our Lord says, tell them ego eimi sent you. Tell them I am sent you.
Right.
And actually, Michael Barber, who is a scripture scholar, just recently posted a blog on his singinginthe rain.blogspot.com about this particular verse. And he says, you know, what we see in the Old Testament in that burning bush is not just God in general, but Jesus in general. He actually says there is great scholarship to believe that this is an example of Christ Jesus in the Old Testament.
Mm.
And I bring all that out to say that that's a serious thing, that we have brothers and sisters who are led astray, thinking, and they actually, of their own free will, deny the divinity of our Lord.
Hmm.
Well, that's a very serious thing in Catholic faith, and we need to reach out to these people. And oftentimes, they're very hard to reach out to.
Hmm.
Most times, they are trained. They are actually trained very well in apologetics. They are trained to ignore any point that you make, and they're trained to just focus on the material that they've been given. So there's a lot of souls that are destined for a tough road if we don't do something to try to reach out to them. And recently, my wife has actually been trying to evangelize a local Jehovah's Witness lady who's been coming to the house, and actually go through a Jehovah's Witness Bible study with her and point out some things to her to get her to try to think. And there is a certain technique that you have to use in order to do this successfully. And a good friend of mine who is also a lay apologist, his name is Rob Gasper, has a tremendous amount of experience with Jehovah's Witnesses. So he and I sat down one night and recorded 2 hours worth of material, and I broke that up into 4 parts.
Great.
And we get into a little bit of background about the Jehovah's Witness, when they started, what do they believe, how was their doctrine developed over the years, and how to, and then we get into how do you actually evangelize them. And there's basically three roads: a short road, a medium road, or medium road, and a long road. The short road is at the door. You know, you basically say, "I'm Catholic and I'm happy to be Catholic. I'll pray for you. God bless." And then you'll never see them again. The medium road lasts for a couple of encounters where you actually, you can make a few points, but it's not going to last long because they will cut you off. They don't want to listen to what you have to say.
Right.
So after a few visits, you won't see them again. The long road is a lot of work. It requires a huge commitment. And so you really have to have it on your heart from the Holy Spirit that this is what you're called to do, because it requires you to actually dive in and study their Bible study. And you have to learn the art of the leading question. Like Tim Staples, he brings this out in Catholic Answers. Like, you have to be like Columbo, and you have to, you know, scratch your head and go, "Well, the funny thing is, I just don't understand this part here." You know, and you have to lead them on with
these
questions to get them to think about
like
what
Socratic
it is they're trying
method,
to...
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what the whole point of that series is about. But a lot of times, if I hear discussions with, you know, with other podcasters or with other Catholics in my community or non-Christians or whomever I encounter talking about a certain subject, well, that tends to fall into, okay, well, I think I need to address that. One, for example, is I have it on my heart to share with people about evolution versus creation. There's a lot of debate on that. And a lot of people, you know, they think a certain way based on material that they're provided from our society. And I submit to them that they should be maybe questioning some of that material. And we did a podcast on that. And I had a roundtable discussion with some actual scientists and engineers from my community where we discussed that. And that was podcast number 13. And so that was an example of what was just sort of laid on my heart. Another one was there was people I encountered who questioned the authenticity and reliability of sacred scripture. Can you count, is the Bible history or is it mythology? And there's a lot of great Catholics who tend to believe that it's one or the other. And that is a misconception that I felt the Holy Spirit called me to address, so I did a podcast on that subject. So there's a lot of ways that I tend to come up with the material. Right now, I'm leading into a series on the Holy Rosary. So
actually
2 days ago, I posted a podcast number 24 on praying to the saints.
Okay.
So I figured I would address that subject prior to starting the series, so that way we've sort of covered that ground and we can just dive right into the mysteries, and I'll handle all of the Marian doctrines in this series and all of that. So, and another great thing that's coming up is I've been given permission from the St. Paul Center of Biblical Theology to use their materials to create a podcast series using their materials like a Bible study podcast. And if you or your listeners are not familiar with the St. Paul Center, that is a fantastic resource that also needs to be told to the faithful, because that website has great not only Catholic courses that are free of charge that you can just pick up and read, but also it has a resource page with serious scholarship, you know, in their links, and it's just a wonderful site that people need to dive into.
Well, I saw that link on your website. Why don't you give that out for our listeners again, that website for the St. Paul Institute there?
Yeah, that's www.salvationhistory.com. Now, that was started by Dr. Scott Hahn and his wife and several of his pretty well-known friends. Michael Barber is one of them. I think Dr. Brant Petrie might be as well. But there's Mitch Pacwa is involved in that, Father Mitch Pacwa. So there's some really great, you know, scholarship material there, very orthodox material that you can download and print and read in a very easy, readable format that you can digest quickly.
I think I just called it the St. Paul Institute, which is actually for NAPRO Technology in Omaha, Nebraska. What's the name? What's the name of the program again?
The website is www.salvationhistory.com.
I mean, what's the title of the organization?
The St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology.
That's what I wanted. Okay, St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. Very good. All right, let's. I just want to just say real quick before we move on to the next part here, I just admire what your wife's doing with that Jehovah's Witness. I think that's so what Christ did. He was in the trenches slugging it out with the Pharisees. It's probably not a good way of saying that, but he was the Prince of Peace, but yet he was the Lion of Judah. And I just admire how... just the spiritual, almost like as Dr. Mango would say, like a guerrilla warfare approach to evangelization. And I think your wife, she's right in there, and that's really admirable. And I just love hearing stories like that because it just inspires me, and hopefully it inspires our listeners. We're talking today with Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack. His website, www.catholichack.com. He's got Catholic podcasting addressing a variety of matters related to apologetics, spirituality, and the faith. And I just can't encourage our listeners enough to visit his website and just check out his program. Now, this brings me to the question, how far do your podcast reach? Because I got an email from a guy from Canada who heard me on your program. So how far where are your podcasts going out like that you know of?
You know, that's been amazing, the response that I've received. In October, I received over 104,000 hits on my website, and they range from countries like South America, Brazil, Argentina, all the way over to Russia, Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Poland, Germany, Italy, I mean, the Ukraine, Bosnia. I mean, it's just been
praise
a phenomenal
Lord.
Result. I mean, it's blown me away how the Lord uses this in the way that he does. And I try to just, say, Lord, it's yours, and you do what you want with it. And most of the vast majority of the people who listen to me do so from the United States. Oh, Singapore, that's another good one that I get a lot of hits from Singapore. So it's just been a real blessing in that regard to see this. And what's nice about the Internet is if you have a passion, it doesn't have to be about apologetics. It could be about anything. It could be about praying to any saint. If you have at your fingertips the way to communicate with the vast majority of the world, even Africa, I have listeners in South Africa, and use this tool. And I use the RSS method, this really simple syndication method, to sort of get my podcast out there. The majority of my listeners download my podcast from iTunes.
Right.
And you can find me if you just search the iTunes store under podcast, just type in Catholic, and you'll get a bunch of them. But if you type in Catholic Hack, you should come right to mine. And subscribing to me there really helps me out because that increases my standing in the iTunes store, and that will allow me to get my podcast to even more people.
Wonderful.
So that's always a good thing.
Praise the Lord. Wow. God will not be contained. There's no boundaries where he can take us if we just say yes to him. And so I'm hoping that if you're listening today, that you're inspired. If you're a career-minded person, you're in the corporate America, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need strong Christians in all areas of life. But here's a man, Joe McLean, who's making a difference on his lunch break. And that's what he's choosing to do. He's got the Best in Parking Lot Podcasting. Let's talk a little bit about your T-shirts. I think this is new to your website. You got some T-shirts, and I think it's great what you're trying to do with the proceeds for the T-shirts. Can you share a little bit about that and how some of our listeners
Absolutely.
Might be able to get a T-shirt?
As you know, you part of, any ministry is advertising, is marketing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have to be minded about that. Otherwise, nobody hears your message.
Right.
So part of that is my participation in the podcast community, but also these T-shirts have been a remarkable tool. My family and I got ours pretty quick, and we've been wearing them now for a few weeks, and it's amazing to see. We go out into public, and people will look at that shirt and go, "What is the Catholic Hack?" And then that's an opportunity to introduce them not to just me, but to Catholic podcasting. You see, most of the faithful, everywhere, let's put it this way, everywhere where I have lived, I have not had the luxury of having Catholic radio.
Mm.
That is a luxury. that there are many Catholics who do, whether it's Sirius Satellite or Catholic radio stations such as this one, and praise God for that, and we need to support that. But most of us don't have that. Even here in Houston, we don't have one now. So Catholic podcasting is an opportunity to provide Catholic content, because there's always a Protestant radio station in your town. But this way, you can listen to Catholic material, whether it's EWTN, whether it's the Kingsmen, whether it's Catholic Answers Live. You know, you can download all this material free of charge.
Right.
And this is an opportunity with these T-shirts to wear them out into public, and people will ask you, well, what is that about? I don't understand. What's Catholic Hack? That looks interesting. And you can evangelize. That gets the conversation started. So that's the first goal of the T-shirt. It sort of stands out and gets people's attention. But beyond that, I try to make these as cheap as possible, because I don't intend to make any money on them. But the money that is used to pay for these, it goes to support not only this podcast, but the Catholic family. It's a family-owned business, you know, who runs this apostolate. And the man who does this, his name is Jeff Nielsen from Nielsen Design Studio. He's doing this to support not only his family, but also this is his ministry to support Catholic podcasting.
Right.
He's only doing the Catholic podcasting, whether it's the SQPN podcasting shows or Catholic Mom with Lisa Hindi or mine. But this is his way of supporting these Catholic apostolates who are trying to go out there and do what little they can to further the gospel in this world. And so it's really a beautiful thing. For as little as $11, you get this T-shirt that's pretty good quality, and it stands out, gives you an evangelization opportunity, and it gives you a way to support Catholics trying to do their part.
Right.
So I see it as a win-win for everybody.
I think it's great. We have T-shirts, and let's just give out the website again. It's www.catholichack.com if you'd like to purchase one of these great-looking T-shirts. I know Damian purchased one, my co-founder, and I will be purchasing one shortly. But you know what? It's a great way to evangelize, you said, and you don't have to, like, step out of your comfort zone and be knocking on doors like our,
right.
Our Jehovah's Witnesses are a great example of probably what we should be doing. But
exactly.
but you know what? There's the 11th commandment in the Catholic Church. I don't know if you know it in your RCIA program, Joe, if they told you the 11th commandment. Did they tell it to you?
I was afraid to ask.
Yeah, the 11th commandment is thou shall not be controversial. So so there's
right.
there's many, unfortunately, there's many, not just Catholics, but just many, just they don't even want to broach the subject of religion. But here you are, you can walk around with a T-shirt and you're not even saying a word. It's just the same Francis said. He's attributed to saying this, you know, right, preach the gospel at all times, use words if necessary. And I find myself, I'm always evangelizing because even when I don't want to, because, you know, when people ask me the question, and I hate to say that, sometimes I guess, you know, there are times where our heart is divided there. But, you know, you're out and people say, well, what do you do? Well, I'm in ministry. Boom. I have to evangelize. It's part of what I do, you know, and it's just it's easy for me now because, you know, I can't help but talk about, you know, just normal things that people say, like, you know, what's your work? And but this is a great way for those that are out there that maybe a little shy on the shy side. I don't want to step out of their comfort zone and you know, share the gospel. But now this isn't, people are going to engage you, and now you have a chance to just respond to their questions, and that's easy. Who can't just respond to a question? So thank you for having that on your website and sharing that. We're going to be coming to an end here. Let's just get some upcoming guests. I know you got John Martinoni, maybe Tariq Saab, went to my alma mater at Catholic U. Who you got coming up on your podcast so we can look for that?
Well, those are the two earliest ones. I'll interview John Martinoni next week. I'm also interviewing, like you said, Tariq Saab in November. Now, he's a good one. If your listeners don't know who he is, he's not like John Martinoni's not, but Tariq Saab was on The Apprentice, and that's not why he's good, but he's good because he had the courage to stand up for what he believes, even on national television.
Sure.
And, you know, he's a very pro-life man, and I think he's going to be a great message to share. John Martinoni I really love because he was an integral part to my conversion when I had my let go and let God experience, and I was going through a phase where he needed to learn what being a Christian was all about, you know, and I had to encounter Christian material, Catholic Christian material. He was one of the ones I went to, other, as well as like Scott Hahn and else. So he is a big milestone in my personal conversion that I'm very excited to share with everybody. He has a very down-to-earth style. But also, I've asked for Mark Brumley. Now, Mark Brumley is the president of Ignatius Press. He's been on Catholic Answers numerous times, and so he's tentatively given me a go-ahead to come on the show. We just have to nail the date down. So, and I've also tried to get Michael Barber on the show, and I'm still working on some other great guests to bring to the show. And I'm really excited about my upcoming series, not only on the Rosary, but also on the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology material. That, I mean, if seriously, that material was life-changing for me. It really got me to understand how the Bible is one perfect book, and we're not the people of the book, it's the book of the people.
Amen.
And so I'm really excited about being able to share that.
Joe, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today. To all our listeners here, we learned a lot. We're just excited for the work that you're doing, and we're just running out of time. So I just want to thank you for being a part of the program today.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
It's been a blessing, and we'll keep in touch. And I just want to tell our listeners that you and I will probably be working to bring a men's conference to Texas, probably in 2008. So we'll keep them posted.
We didn't get to talk about that.
I know. It just goes by so fast. We'll have to have you back on again, okay?
Praise God.
God bless you, my friend. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for being a part of the program today. We'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless.